Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend bets against your team, end the friendship. Or choose chill because you're drinking Coors Light with your buddy. Coors Light, choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
Welcome to the Morning Skate Show. We are at SAP Center's Alter Ego, Sharks Ice at San Jose. We have an optional skate this morning. We see Nico Sturm on the ice, Ty Dellandrea on the ice surface, and Will Smith is on the ice. But we don't see Macklin Celebrini. And the reason why? He'd normally be the first guy out here. But the San Jose Sharks this morning have placed Macklin Celebrini on the injured reserve list. We have not been officially told that it's a lower body injury, but we're assuming that it still is related to what's been bugging him. So after an absolutely amazing debut, he is on the shelf for a week. And that's the first news of a National Hockey League career. Welcome to the big leagues, kid.
That's what happens sometimes. And that's, again, he tried to play through, and you and I both believe it's that after he got tripped against the Utah Hockey Club and went into the boards at SAP Center, that it was a lower body injury. He's tried to work through it, sat out some practices, sat out another preseason game, but still bothering him. So best to get it out of the way now and make sure you're fully rehabbed so you can stay with the majority of the season. There's no use playing and trying to push through it when it would just only aggravate and delay your comeback or sabotage your comeback by having to miss more games.
But let's reflect on Macklin Celebrini's National Hockey League debut, Will Smith's NHL debut, the San Jose Sharks opening up against the St. Louis Blues, a really good hockey team. And the Blues, for the second consecutive game, did what they did opening night, and that is spot a team a lead, come back, and win in overtime in this case. But even though the Sharks did have a, I guess you could say, third period collapse and overtime, it was a different feeling last game than we've seen from previous seasons. And so, yeah, it's a learning experience, but it's not the same feeling as last year.
No, I only thought they played one good period. Like the second period was obviously, it's one of the best periods we've seen them play in 3 years. But I only thought they played one really solid period, and that was the second period. First period, they were sluggish. They were dominated. Third period, you could tell after the first goal, which would be the second goal of the game for St. Louis, you could tell that they were thinking, okay, we got to hang on to this, instead of pushing back. They had trouble getting out of their zone. We talked about that all game. We talked to Ryan Warsawski yesterday about that. They've got to do a better job along the boards. They've got to do a better job against the pinch. They got to have better support, and they worked on that yesterday, stretching the zone, getting out of the zone quick and then banking it off the boards with the puck so you can get your game going. All in all, the details of the game have to improve, but as they would from game 80 or game 1 to game 82, your details are going to improve. As you and I talked about often in the broadcast on the Sharks Audio Network, it was October hockey. There were some good moments, but I agree with you 100%. The atmosphere and the mood and the sense of disappointment were, I think, good things. They didn't have a sense of resignation. They had a sense of, damn, we let this one go. They were mad at themselves. That's a good thing. The non-acceptance of the performance was a good thing. And they talked about it yesterday. They had a video yesterday. We talked to Ryan Warsawski yesterday. Talked about details of the game, what they've got to do better. So, yeah, 100%, Danny, it was a very different mood.
Tell me about one little detail that we discussed a little bit on our Sharks Audio Network broadcast, and that's the concept of the reloads, because that's something where the Sharks have to be better at, especially coming back in the neutral zone.
I think the neutral zone is the most important zone in hockey. It's often overlooked. It can set up your offense, and it can start your defense. Nobody said you've got to play defense in the defensive zone. So a reload is when you get in the puck in the offensive zone and you're on the forecheck and the opposition team gets the puck and they start moving out. Your job when you lose the puck, and there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it, there's no negotiation, your first 3, 4, 5 steps have to be as hard as you can coming back to pressure the puck. That allows the D to stand up and close the gap in the neutral zone, if you can angle over and squeeze off the puck carrier to the small ice along the boards, then you can stop their offensive attack and you can get your transition game going. Or you can stop them, or they force them to slow their game and dump the puck in, where you retrieve and you get going. So a reload is a fancy word for back checking. But the way you back check, get, like I said, first four or five steps, it's non-negotiable. Get your rear end moving up ice and get it going hard. Then you get up and you get above the puck. And when we talk about above the puck, it's defensive zone, defensive positioning, puck position, which is between the puck carrier and the net. You are between the puck carrier and the net. So you're in front. That's getting above the puck. And then you try to squeeze off. You angle skate so that you try to squeeze the puck carrier into the small ice along the boards, and that allows your D to stand up. It's a five-man thing. Your D get back, your other three guys, your forwards, get your rear end going. That's why the third man high on a forecheck is so important, because he's got to help in that situation. He's got to be the first guy, bang, getting back, but the other two in deep, get moving.
And so here we are with game number two of the regular season, a rather familiar opponent, the Anaheim Ducks, coming in here. We're going to see them a lot this month, but can you believe this? This is the only game at SAP Center during the whole season between the Sharks and the Ducks?
No, I can't. I'm stunned by that. You told me that yesterday. I was, what? How is that possible? But yeah, that's the way that the goofy East. I shouldn't say goofy. It must be a really complex thing to try to put the schedule together for 32 teams in 32 cities and the travel and building availability and everything else. But every once in a while, I go, really? It's disappointing because, you know, that rivalry is still strong.
Well, there are a couple of instances where you play a team in your division only three times. This is one of them. We got two trips to Anaheim, but most of it is like in the very early part of the season here in October. And that's what's the weird part of it is that, you know, I'd like to see if it's possible. And who knows, maybe with expansion, they'll do this where you have an even number of games that you play in your own division, at least, and have the odd games outside in your conference. That's primarily the way they do it. But it'd just be nice to have a little more Northern Southern California rivalry. But, you know, here's the other thing we got in the schedule. Is we've got actually two trips to Southern California in which the Sharks play both teams, and that never happened.
Very, very rare. I mean, all the years we've been doing that, we usually go one trip to L.A. and then one trip to Anaheim, and they're separated. So, that's good that we get to do that.
Okay, so Jack Thompson recalled from the AHL San Jose Barracuda. I think he had a very, very good preseason. I think he's going to be a good NHL defenseman, a right-handed shot. He's an option for tonight. I think with Celebrini going on the IR, they bring Thompson here to the big club in order to get prepared for the upcoming road trip, because they weren't going to go on the road trip with only 6D.
No.
So it's an easy solution. I think a couple of things about that. I thought Wallman and CeCe were the best defensive pair the Sharks had by far. And check out the blocked shots. I mean, Wallman had one in the first period where he got shaken up. I think he ended up with seven blocks in the game.
And then he blocked one in the third period after, you know, when you and I talked about it. You know, take that one in the first period, and then you're not afraid to lay down and take another one. It shows you what kind of player he is and the heart that he has. But I agree with you. I think we need to see a better performance from Mario Ferraro. I think Matt Benning was...
A guy who just got back after a year off?
Perfect way to put it. Yeah, I think the speed of the game was, holy mackerel, these guys can skate. So I think they need to be a little bit better, and Henry Thrun's got to be more confident and stronger with the puck.
Well, it's going to be interesting. We're expecting that Vitek Vanacek is going to play in goal today. I really loved Blackwood the first half of the first game. The second half, I was honestly disappointed.
Yeah, me too. And it's, you know, they fired 40 shots at him. It's hard to say, you know, well, he didn't play very well. He did play well, but in the third period, he didn't give them the saves that they need. And it's probably very judgmental that way, and probably negative, hard on them. But Sharks need goaltending to be above par this year.
And that's the goal tonight as they face off against the Anaheim Ducks. We'll see what the lineup changes are. I'm expecting that Carl Grundstrom is probably going to get in for his Sharks debut. And we'll see what else they do. And let's predict this. This could be a night for Will Smith to shine. We'll be on the air at 6:30. Dan Boyle is with me tonight, and we're going to have a lot of fun on the Sharks Audio Network. Until then, that's it for the Morning Skate today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.